Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. The host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. right, everybody. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and in good old Manhattan Live, we are broadcasting to everybody everywhere. I'm with Siobhan DeSeer. Good morning again, Siobhan.
Good morning. Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, you know what? Let me just let everybody know. First of all, most of you are aware of we just really got out of an amazing TV production, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of this particular talk show.
Well, let's just let the cat on out the bag. We were at an incredible production, really was a broadcast production at the ABC Studios in New York City for the Emmy Award-winning Tamron Hall show. And I don't know what we were expecting, but Siobhan said, Carrie, let's go. And off we went. Why was it so important to you, Siobhan, to come out and see the Tamron Hall show?
You know, I have such a respect for Tamron Hall. She's an excellent journalist, and I just love her whole energy and the realness of it. So I said, you know what, let's go out to Manhattan and see the show and see it actually in action.
You know, I got to say the same thing. You really, you know, I've been watching her for years. She came on my radar, I think, when she was on the Today Show on NBC. And when she moved into her own space with her award-winning talk show, that she tackles all kinds of subjects and has all kinds of incredible guests. I just had a whole new respect for this journalist, this TV journalist, and what she's been able to accomplish with her career. So I have to say, you know, she had some great folks on. But if you really think about it, Siobhan, was there, did you find any part of it to be inspirational?
Yeah, absolutely. Just taking it from the top, Kenya Moore was on today, and just hearing her story, you know, it moved me. It really moved me. She's awesome as well. And just to see how she broke through the ice of going through her trials and tribulations in life, it was amazing to see that there's hope. You know, we can all get through the different peaks and valleys that we go through. So it was really amazing.
Yes, thank you. And yes. So listen, if you missed any part of today's broadcast or any part of the Tamron Hall show, which we, as Siobhan said, that featured an incredible Real Housewives, Miss Kenya Moore, as the guest. You can even Google it and it'll pop up and send us a message if you see us, tag us, of course. And I just want to say we're kind of making our way back to the production studio in downtown at BK in Brooklyn. And then, Siobhan, you are off to New Jersey. And so we got to come back out again and do this. Anything you want to say and shout out to the folks this morning?
Just, you know, have an amazing day.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Good morning, everybody, and just checking in with you as we continue to celebrate 1,000 episodes live, 3-hour episodes and beyond of this very program, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I've got to say, looking back, it is, it's been quite a journey, and you guys have been on this journey with me every step of the way. With our original broadcast launching back in 1995, and the all-new version, almost 10 years of celebration with Blog Talk. What a partnership. It's speaking of partnerships, again, you guys have helped us at every junction, every part of this journey. And so some of the memories that keep kind of bubbling up are those that really defined us from our early days in New Jersey and New York, and launching the program on several different radio stations, regular old radio stations, and then syndicating those that same program in the early days, and continuing on to produce such quality work. And I've got to say, I want to thank you to so many, again, who helped to make us flourish. So this is just the beginning. We'll continue to celebrate some of these memories. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
My 20s. Depression comes from on the past, and anxiety brews when you're thinking about the future. Let go of those thoughts and live in the present.
This is our moment.
Ask yourself, what do I have to do today to make myself happy?
This is shopping.
Wake up every morning and be thrilled that you're here. Not every day is a perfect day.
It's been a really hard morning.
Remember what my mother used to say, take good days and bad days and treat them the same.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty, right here on Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Yeah. So, listen, it's my honor to have you guys on. Dr. Evans, Dr. Bernard D. Evans, we are just loving this. The information that I've been just letting my fingers kind of go a little bit with your incredible website. But first, I want to kind of just spell the company's name out for everybody so that they can kind of go and check it out again. It's beyofi.com. And so it's B-E-Y-O-F-I, but on the radio and over the phone, things all kind of sound the same. So it's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O, F like Frank, I like India. So I just wanted to say that, beyofi.com. Dr. Evans, I want to lead on in with you. What can you tell us about this incredible company?
Well, Beyofi itself was inspired by a plethora of things. And for me, came about during a very crucial time, transitioning from one brand to the other and dealing with my mother at the time, who was in a nursing home, and I had to kind of fold things down to look after my mom. And in between ministry and enterprises and marketing products all over the world, I and my brothers had to come and tend to my mom. And that was a crucial point for me because I walked away completely from my enterprise to care for my mom. To be open was inspired by, I said, a plethora of things. And my mom also was in the beauty industry.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, officially. This is Carrie Hines. We're live right now. It's wonderful Thursday, Throwback Thursday, February 8th of 2024. Listen, you're just kind of, if you're just joining us, we are replaying this incredible interview that we did just this past Friday with Dr. Bernard Evans, who is the man behind the Beaufy Company, as he will continue to explain. So we just want to kind of give you some context for the interview. And then following that, we have a little bit of Eugene Davis, who's returning to the broadcast again for the first time. And, of course, we'll be live mid-show with all kinds of great updates and so much more to get into. So take a little bit. My suggestion is to listen closely. There's a lot that he unpacks here, and we'll be talking about it mid-show as well. So more with Dr. Bernard Evans, again, the folks behind Beaufy.
Every 2 weeks to make sure that my mom was taken care of until she passed away. So in 2017. So there was a lot of different things.
That's a recent loss. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, led to Beaufy. Beaufy incorporates my first and last name, Bernard Evans. And Yofi is Hebraic. It's Hebrew. It means beautiful, lovely, and elegant.
That was one of the big questions I had.
So Hopi kind of incorporated and kind of set a positive, emblem or ideal of how I saw my mom as beautiful, elegant, and sophisticated. And I was talking to one of my colleagues in Atlanta and New York, and I was looking to reface the brand. And while my mom was in the nursing home, and I was actually tending to her locks at that time, and I was just looking at her. And most of the nurses and everyone would come by, and they would say, "Is that your son out of Atlanta? Isn't he? I've seen him in a magazine before. Is that him?" And she would say, "Yes, this is my son." But I would look at my mom, and I just kind of remembered all the years that she would actually be in her salon working and tending to all of these women from all walks of life, from different professions. And I just stood back and I looked at her, and I said, "Wow, what a beautiful woman. What a wonderful mother. What an incredible woman," right? So she instilled in all of us to go to college and also to get a trade. And when I looked back in hindsight and see and hear what she instilled in me and all of my other brothers, it was more of a solid work ethic, and also to have another, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but she also said she wanted us to be strong, working, and educated men. And I was like, well, I don't know if hair was for me, because I wanted to be an engineer, and that's what I went to school to do, completed that in engineering. And so I looked at her many times in the nursing home, and I said to myself, I drove 6 hours every other week to make sure that she looked her absolute best, that she felt her best, than having a stroke wouldn't take away from
what an incredible legacy.
And
what an incredible legacy. Yes.
Yeah, kind of getting teary eyed now, but when I think of her, she touched a lot of lives in the community. She changed a lot of lives in the community. At that time, it was Edward Waters College, where she went to get her associate degree at that time in cosmetology, because that's what it was. It wasn't like a trade school today.
Right.
But she went to that historical HSBCU. And as I looked at my mom and I saw all of her accolades and I saw all of her honor and scholastic achievements, My youngest brother gave those all to me upon her passing. And so Biyofi was inspired by a lot of things that I saw, not only with my mom, but unfolding these things that I yet have to release into an industry that is so creative and wonderful. And my hope and my prayers that Biyofi change lives and impact the world, as my mom legacy still lives in me and it impacted me. And I just want to see through Biyofi, which is an insignia, that many people all around this world will know that they too are beautiful, they're inspiring, they're impacting, and they have a light within them that can impact the world as well. Because it's all about be you, right?
Yeah.
Be Yofi. Whatever that means, be that.
Well, I love it. And I have to say, you say that you want what you're doing, your mother's legacy and the brand, of course, to impact folks everywhere. I'm raising my hand, and I'm going to be the first to tell you it is. You're just being on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. You're continuing with that journey and that that charge to do just that. And I just listened attentively to your story because, yeah, I can certainly relate. So I'm going to try to hold it in a little bit. And I'll share a little bit more about that with you in just a while. But I just got to say, amazing, amazing. And thank you, by the way, for telling us and sharing that. Okay, let me just officially say that. I got to say, I'm so impressed with you on so many levels, things I have shared with some of your colleagues at Biyofi. And some I haven't. One of the things is that you are what I call an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. Okay, and I don't just toss out accolades lightly. You know, I've been back in the industry for a little bit here, a few decades, and so we've had a chance to meet a lot of folks and work with a lot of folks. But to be putting forth a brand that you guys are putting forth, and with the message that you want to get out to folks. So I just want to say ginormous thank you. And we support everything that Biyofi is doing so wholeheartedly. I couldn't do anymore if I tried. So if I could get up on the table and dance a jig, I'd do it. Let me just again, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's a very special broadcast, as you've been listening. So this is our third hour. Our guest today, live on this air, Dr. Bernard Evans. You guys know him with Biyofi now. He has been a hairstylist. I was blown away looking at this list. Janet Jackson, Latoya Jackson, Iman, Joan Rivers, whom I also had a chance to meet, Gladys Knight, Madonna, Whitney Houston, Daphne Maxwell Reed, we know her, Julia Brown, Luther Vandross, my favorite, of course, Joan Collins, I'm a big fan, and from my own hometown down in Philly, Teddy Pendergrass, and so many others. You have worked with the top, and so before we say goodbye, good morning, to you, I know you got to dash off, but I got to ask you, what has that experience been like to work with the celebrities, so many celebrities? And was there one thing that they all seem to have in common? Was there anything, Dr. Evans, you could share with us this morning about working with these superstars?
Well, I would say I didn't wake up one morning and say that's what I wanted to do. That was another thing that was given as a charge to me to do in my walk as an entrepreneur. I was still an engineer at the time, and I had been introduced at that time in the 80s to Whitney Houston, and I had a choice to either leave Texas Instruments or head to East Orange, New Jersey.
I went to school there. Amazing.
To meet with a musical director at the time, John Simmons. And the late John Simmons was the one that made the introduction, but I had no idea of who this beautiful woman was. But I had an opportunity to grace her presence, and then everything moved on from there. I left Texas and moved to New York, and everything changed. And my mom was like, well, why would you leave a salary job to go travel? And my mom was a very strong disciplinarian, just like my father. So I believe I pursued, I wouldn't say a dream. It was an opportunity. And in that opportunity, a lot of things unfolded. Gwen Guthrie also came from that. And so I thought, which I know now a lot better, that opportunities, when they come, sometimes opportunities will come. It's one in a lifetime, and you can either look at that opportunity or let that opportunity pass you by, or you can just let it forego altogether and not pay it any attention. But for myself, I wanted to kind of investigate this opportunity. I'd never been to the East Coast in my life, and I did what I knew how to do, was engineering. And so from that, I ended up working in the Bronx with a naval contractor called the RAF Corporation, and shared and lent my engineering background there until I saw what this contract would look like. And my mom was like, look, I don't want you traveling with anyone unless you get your license to do. And we're like, what do you mean? This is a great opportunity. She was like, I don't care if it's an opportunity. I know it will come again. I want you to go and get your education in cosmetology. And, you know, I could hear my mom today, and probably she would have looked forward and came to make sure that I was going to do just that and that alone, that I wouldn't be touring with anybody. So she didn't know, my mom didn't know that I had pursued cosmetology, and she didn't know that I had even graduated school. Which they considered at that time from Robert Fiance in New York. And I went to school. Do you know what that is, Scary? Also,
I know of it. Was that in Chelsea?
No, it was at the time in the era when Wilford Beauty Academy was around, and you had.
I remember that. Now that I remember, Wilford Academy. I remember Wilford Academy. Yeah, they were everywhere, and like out of Newark area, and in the East Coast, and all of that. That I remember a little bit. Yeah. Wow.
So
I've got to say,
yeah. A beauty.
Go right ahead.
Yes, excuse me, and sorry. I went to beauty school, and I was there, on the days I needed to be there. I finished everything, but, Gwen Guthrie had me in the studio up and down, traveling with her. So
yes.
Many.
Oh, I love Gwen Guthrie. Oh, my gosh. Please don't bring back these great names.
And
you guys out there, if you don't know, ain't nothing going on but the rent. I don't know what to tell you about the late Gwen Guthrie, but she was from our neck of the woods. And we've had on our show one of the guys who played with her on that song from the group Surface, who was with us. And he was, so he was on our show as well. So, and he was telling us about working with Gwen. So, but I love all these names, and I didn't know you were going to go there. And it feels like a little bit of my life too.
I didn't know.
So thank you for that.
I didn't know I was going to go there. but the level of people that I met were incredible. They were all beautiful.
Yeah.
I stumbled across Patrice Williams at that time. I didn't know that that was Luther Vandross's niece. So that was a segue into him through her. She was a braider. I was a braider. And she was just blown away by my braiding ability. I was braiding since I was 9 years old. And that was one thing that taught my mother. She never taught me how to braid. She herself didn't know how to braid. My mother didn't know how to weave. So when she found out that I was this weave extraordinaire, as they would have it in the magazines and things that I did with hair, she only found out that I had actually completed it by a magazine, which was called Sophisticated Black Hair Care. That's how my mom realized that her son was in the magazine. Yeah. So there's a lot of different firsts for me. Okay, and so being the first to be a celebrity stylist, being the first to actually go into formulating a product in that time in the late 80s, because I started that being in beauty school. And I would have to tell you, I'm very innovative and I'm a strong visionary. So having that ability from the Lord really helped to catapult me where I am today. And I cannot and would not be where I am today without the Lord and without his mercy, nor without his grace, because truly he has graced me and truly he has blessed me. And I can do nothing without him or his grace. Every person from Karen Pendergrass to Teddy to Luther to Sade and so many others, they were such inspirations to me, and they were so warm and giving to me, and they opened up so much opportunity for me. And so coming from an engineering background, being slated into a position that I never, ever operated in at such a young age, just imparted into me from the Lord, I know, from a makeup artist to everything that I do today. And that gift has opened doors and room for me all over the world. We're in 26 countries around the world now with Biofi, from Germany to Spain to London to Italy. And those doors were open also by a lot of hard work, a lot of prayer and supplication, a lot of dedication to my craft, and just being true to who I was and keeping my head down a lot into what I wanted to achieve. So the entrepreneurial side, I believe, was always there. I just never knew that the depth of what was in me was there. It's now that I look up now, and you're in your 20s then, and now you're in your 60s now. And you still have so much that you are doing, and we are just we're really just pretty much globally. So Biofi Global is really a global company. So we're into not only hair care, we're into technology, we're into merchant services, we're into a gamut of all types of businesses, and we are just being graced by God with such successes. And I want to encourage anyone, you know, to continue to move forward. Don't let your dreams become a dream that's stagnated. I think that dreams are not only symbolic, they are visions, and they're also within that vision that each person is given, Carrie, to, I believe, bring that about. Maybe people may not know how to bring that about. Do you know what I mean? Some people just dream it, right? And they don't know how to actually articulate or interpret what they have dreamt or what it really means, right, or how to get there. So the entrepreneurial side of myself, I train other people on how to get there. You know, if they don't have vision, I pretty much bring them vision. I pretty much set them up in their own businesses as well. So Beofi is not just about hair care. We're about inspiring others. We're about also encouraging others and building others and training others and coaching others to become the better of themselves, right? And I like my little BE because it gives expression to the power of your choice. So that's BE for me. It gives
expression. Wow. Dr. Bernard D. Evans, you guys are listening to right now. That was amazing. With the company, the OC, their website, again, is easy to get to. I just love it. Let me spell it carefully again for everybody because I want you guys to go and check it out. It's BEYOSI.com. And so that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, S like Frank, I like India. .com, so BOP.com. Dr. Bernard D. Evans, again, what an incredible story. And first of all, again, I thank you, and you took me home today. I'm living in, we operate out of Brooklyn, New York, and broadcasted to the world right now. But that's where I kind of, well, I went to school there in East Orange and all of that, and kind of know a little bit about those folks out there. So thank you for bringing me home for a bit. And we've kind of covered a lot of the same territory and ground. We really have. We'll talk about that because I will talk about that and get you guys on another time to share a little bit more about that as well. We'll, you know, but this is just the beginning. Let me just say that. This is just the beginning, okay? We're going to have you back on a regular basis. There's a new commercial that's on the way to kind of really – talk about the amazing products and continue to tell the story of what you are sharing and so much more. Eugene Davis, first of all, you have an incredible team that I've met a couple of the folks and I just love them very much. Eugene Davis is someone we know who, Eugene, I believe you're standing by and just an incredible part of Beofi. And we know you from your work here at Hair. We're gonna take credit for discovering you. So thank you so much. And you know, and so I'm not going to keep you because I know one thing. Dr. Evans, I got a little time. We're gonna get on and talk to everybody, and so I just want to say thank you so very much, Dr. Evans, for joining us this morning on the show. Anything, before you think about anything you want to send folks off with this morning, and then we'll have Eugene stick around and kind of talk a little bit more about things. Anything you want to tell folks? Anything in particular?
I would just like to say thank you, Gary, and to all the listeners. I believe that we all have a place and a purpose in this world. And we all have the ability to achieve, and we all have the ability to inspire and be an inspiration. And whatever that inspiration is that you carry, the light that you have, don't let anyone take your light. And I believe also that we are impacting creatures, right? We are creatures that can impact not only the world, but we can impact one another. And so many lives that have gone on, they have impacted my life and they've changed my life. Whether they spoke or whether they did it in silence, they still, however, impacted my life. And I'm still being impacted, and I'm still being impacted by people all around the world, by who they are. Doesn't matter their walk of life. To me, it's a matter of love and how we really begin to exchange love and understand really the power of love, not just say that we love, but love is an enormous power. And so I want to be inspiring, continue to be encouraging wherever you can impact someone's life with a kind gesture, a kind word, or it can be an act of kindness. It can be just an inspiring placement of whatever it is you see in that person. I just believe that we're inspiring individuals, and I want to keep on inspiring, and I would like to keep telling everyone to inspire someone in your life today. Just be an inspiration.
Wow. Well, that's Dr. Evans, this is what we aspire to do every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But today is so special to have you. It really is. And I see folks just joining us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a very special guest today, and we are just so excited to have Dr. Bernard D. Evans on. What I love at your website, Dr. Evans, is that folks can read about you. They can read your story. Like you said, there's a whole lot more going on, of course, at Beyofi. His company is Beyofi, and I just want to spell it again, BEYOSI.com. You can get to it. That's B like boy, E like Edward, Y O, F like Frank, I like India.com. Check out Beyofi, doing amazing things, just absolutely amazing. And like I said, you're the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. So, and I love, you know, just what you shared was inspirational on so many levels, just even to me. And there are folks tuned in, so you can talk to folks everywhere. But just the fact that it resonated with me so very much. So I thank you so very much from the bottom of my little heart. So
yeah, I appreciate
you keep doing what you're doing, okay? Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to be riding here together, okay?
Well,
yeah, they call it shotgun. We're going to be riding shotgun with you. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah,
well,
we're going to be working with you and the OC, okay? I really want you to understand that we're here. And you just come on back and talk to us as often as you can, okay? This is your home.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn as well, but we're going to turn everything up to you. Who's been an enormous...
Well, we'll talk. We got a lot to talk about, okay?
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Kerry, how are you, sir?
Great. I've just been listening to your chief, okay, Dr. Bernard D. Evans. We love him. We love Beyofi, what you're doing, everything about the product. What kind of went through your mind when you heard Dr. Evans talk about his journey so lovingly? What went through your mind?
Well, basically, Kerry, what went through my mind was it just reminded me how much of an incredible person that he is and an incredible mentor. I've known him, as he mentioned, since I was 19 years old. He has been my mentor for the last 30 years. And has, everything I've accomplished in life, I've only mirrored what I've seen him do, you know, from being innovative to celebrity work to giving back to future professionals and just being a part of Beyofi at this stage of my life and moving on to the next level as an executive is even more like that he's always open opportunity for me, and it keeps empowering me to empower the next generation of future professionals.
Well, I'm just loving it. And I love that he spelled it out for us, what Beyofi is all about. Everything from the, you guys have incredible products, but there's so much more than just hair. It's great. That's a great legacy all by it. But I love that you have an expansive plethora of things that you guys are doing, as he mentioned earlier. And I just love it. And for us and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show today, this is a little bit of a reunion of sorts. You were
right here discovered, you know, well, we ain't going to take credit for it, even though you go back decades with Dr. Evans. But, yeah, we're going to take a little credit at Hair Radio. And so I just want, you know, just to say thank you, Eugene. You helped us during an incredible period with your broadcast and what you were doing. So
I've
got to say thank you for all of that. Yeah. Now, is there anything that you wanted us to know about BOC that maybe that Dr. Evans maybe didn't say, or maybe something you want to elaborate on? Anything at all? BOC.
Well, BOC is an incredible company, and he said that BE is the first initials of his name, and Yofi means beautiful. So with that said, it's like the BE can go so many different places, like be beautiful, be happy, be positive, be of God, be, you know, there's so many things that can just stem off of B and being present. And I just love it because that's the way that we, you know, we relate to it is like be your best. You know what I'm saying? So BOP stands for so many things in this industry, and not just this industry. It's BOP is so much of a enterprise that it has, or a mechanism that has so many moving parts to it, you know, which is amazing, you know. So he's taken all of his genius and all of the things that God had put into him, and he started to touch so many different avenues that will inspire entrepreneurs and inspire people to be their very best, from ministry to his engineering background to his hairstyling background to his celebrity work to just being a all-around humble and amazing man. You know, I didn't grow up with a father in my life, but Bernard has stood in the gap for me all these years. Dr. Bernard, I'm sorry, but I've known him so long, I still say Bernard. But Dr. Bernard has stood in the gap for me and inspiring me to be the very best person I can be, not just in industry, but as a but be the best man I can be. So I've learned a lot from Dr. Evans, and I'm so thankful to God for putting him in my life. And I know it's real, and I know it's true, because here we are, 30-something years later, still my mentor, still my friend, still my my psychologist, still my prayer warrior.
That says a lot too,
Yeah. He's there 100%, and he only wants the best for me, and I know that. And that's part of is what he says all the time. If you look at some of the literature, you know, he said, "I only want the best for you, and nothing less than the best for you." That's his slogan. That's his mission statement. So, you know, and it's important because that's his genuine heart. Is he only he wants nothing less but the best for you? And I think that's so important.
I agree with you. Folks, I just want to make sure as we kind of start to wind it down a little bit, I want to send, we have about a few minutes left, and I wanted to just say again, BOC, just so that you can check it out online, because that's what I did. You'll read more of Dr. Evans' story there, plus see a lot of products and different things that they're doing. I love that he even mentioned about the financial services aspect and so much other stuff that you'd be surprised about. So let me spell it again. It's BEYOSI.com. So that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India.com.
Don't come around, talk about that you love me, cause that love just for me. I don't wanna hear that you adore me, and I know that all you're doing is one of your mind games. Don't you know that game is a game, so your best bet is to be straight with me. So you say you wanna talk, let's talk. If you won't talk, I'll walk. Yeah, it's like that, I got a new man. Wait, now back, now what? What you think about that? Now when I say I'm through, I'm through. Basically I'm through with you. What you wanna say? I had to have it your way, had to play games. Now you're begging me to stay.
There you go, looking pitiful, just because I let you go. There you go, talking about you want me back, but sometimes it feels like that. So there you go, talking about you missing, so that you just love me, so I let you go. There you go, cause your life's not over.
Talking about how you change, how you say goodbye to what's the name. All it sounds like to me is new game. And I'll fly I'd be much better off without you. Had to get myself around you, cause my life was all about you. So you say you wanna talk, I don't. Say you wanna change, I won't. Yes, yeah, like that, had your chance, won't take it back. Now what you think about that? And when I stand through, I'm through. Basically, I'm through with you. What you wanna say? Had to have it your way, had to play games. Now you're paying me to stay. Don't you wish that things were simple like that? Oh, didn't miss a good thing till it's gone. But I knew it wouldn't be long till you came running back. Missing my love.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning. It's February 8th of 2024. It is our broadcast show number 951. So again, show number 951 as we count down, or should I say count up to 1,000 and beyond of the broadcast. Let me just get to the line real quickly. Our colleague and co-star, she's on with us, particularly after mid-show, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning,
Good
Nicole
morning.
Marie.
Happy mid-show.
Yes, happy mid-show. How are you feeling down there in Mississippi?
I am wonderful.
How's the weather?
It's not too bad today. It's about 49 degrees, so much better. Much better than yesterday.
Good.
Yeah.
Good
How's
to hear.
Everything
yes,
in New York?
Well, New York, we're doing okay. We're pulling it together here in Brooklyn,
great.
New York. As folks know, we're live this morning. You were hearing in the first hour a replay with the incredible BOP folks. Now,
yes,
their website,
Dr.
yeah, you can
Evans.
Get to their... Exactly, Dr. Bernard Evans. Now, they have their e-commerce site. I think it's just theofi.com. But if you want to see everything that they have, which they have a lot of things going on, simply go to theofiglobal.com. So that's a new one. So you can just, again, it's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. Then the word global, so beofiglobal.com, and you'll be able to see a comprehensive look at what they have to offer. You can become an affiliate member and sell and make money and do all kinds of things. So, you know, they also offer some kind of financial things, in the way of services. So I just, I'm still unpeeling all that they're about, and I'm so happy.
Oh, yes. Such an inspiration.
I love
listening to Dr. Evans. First off, just his love and just appreciation for his mother, because you can tell everything that he has done and currently doing, the foundation was built on what was taught by his mother, what was instilled in him by his mother, and I just love that. And he's just such an inspiration. Just pouring into other people.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to ask you about. You know, what role do you think that folks who, like our parents, do you think the role that they play is one that is really critical where it comes to or pertains to what we become later in life, and particularly if, as entrepreneurs?
I definitely believe that. Because what our parents pour into us and expose to us at a young age, that's what plants in us. And from that, those experiences, then that's what we build on later in life. So I think that is very critical. Very critical.
Yes, and I have to tell you, doing the interview, I was so... just surprised. I know they have an expansive collection for folks, several different collections and all kinds of wonderful products, beautiful products,
right.
Again, at beofiglobal.com. But I had no idea where we were going. But what happens a lot of times where our wonderful guests come on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we start talking, I think it's a safe space that people feel very comfortable,
yeah.
And and they trust what we're doing. They trust our process,
right.
Here.
I agree.
And right. And oftentimes they say, "Well, I only have 5 minutes to talk," and they come on and they stay for an hour. that kind of thing. Yeah,
that's
they really
wonderful.
Do. Yeah. So we're doing something very special, and I just have to really thank the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just doing amazing things. And then it was great to have Eugene on.
Yes.
Right. who came back to the show. It's been a while since he's been on.
Yeah.
Eugene
Welcome
Davis
back,
talking
Eugene.
About. Yeah,
wonderful.
Really good stuff. Now, I chatted with him since that wonderful segment ran on this past Friday, and there were tons of folks listening in, and we discovered some new fans down
Great.
In, the Cayman Islands and everywhere, so we're shouting out all of them and everybody who's tuned in and listening.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, you can replay today's broadcast. We'll share it on the Hair Radio Morning Show pages on Facebook and my Carrie Hines page on Facebook and throughout so many of our social media platforms. Just we're doing as much as we can, you know.
That's
so
it.
So I'm so excited about that. Now I got to remind you guys, we got a lot more still of unpacking today. We really do to get into, and I'm just loving it. I really am. The week
wonderful.
Is almost
wonderful.
Up now. So it's throwback
Thursday.
We're moving
on.
We are moving on, exactly. So throwback and Black History still continues. We pretty much close in on the first week of Black History Month during the month of February. So we're still celebrating. What about yourself?
I am still celebrating as well. Every day at school, I have a different person that I introduce
really?
My students to. Yes, yes, every day, every single day. Yes, because, Gary, at least here, and I know some other places as well, from other educators that I've spoken to, students, yes, are told, yes, they know about Martin Luther King. Yes, they know about Rosa Parks. But there are so many people that have influenced our history and students don't know about, even adults don't know about. So it's all about educating and letting them know.
That we have
very
a rich
important.
Black tapestry.
Yes, we do.
I agree with you. You know, a lot of that stems from the fact that, you know, we could be doing better in the way of having more of a voice. Oftentimes we find that our voice feels a little bit under, you know, it's a bit marginalized.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the big things that, you know, kind of weighs heavily on us as a people.
So
many others out there who are from those marginalized communities.
Such an important and needs to be vocal voice.
It does. So. And we need to kind of almost, even though we're not a monolith, we're not just one singular, very narrow focused people. We have many. There's a gigantic, beautiful, like we were just saying, a black tapestry of individuals. So keep that in mind, folks. And speaking of inspiration, I know coming up in just a bit is our hope of the day. So we'll get into all of that. Yes, I'm so excited. And we always get such great feedback. And you just make us all think. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Yes, in just a few minutes. Now, International Beauty Show kind of went in and talked about IBS. Yeah, the International Beauty Show, the one that's running I mean, that place is just ginormous, really. And we're talking about New York City. It is just, you're talking about almost 100,000 folks over the course of the 3 days. Yes, very, very, very big amount of folks. So I'm real excited about joining and just representing the IBS. You know, we come out every year from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I think you were there with us last year, Nicole Marie.
I was there last year.
What do you remember about
that? I had a fabulous time. I remember just walking up and seeing just so many people. The excitement, everybody was so excited to go in. And, it was just wonderful. There are just so many, any beauty product you can think of, you saw it there. The demonstrations, the just everything. It was just so exciting. I just loved it. I hate I'll miss it this year, but hopefully I'll be back soon.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed and make that the plan. You know, and speaking of which, I just want to talk a little briefly about, and I'm so glad you reminded me, what I'm working on behind the scenes at Hair Radio, which is to kind of go out and do some meet and greets. We'll be putting together some meet and greets. I'm kind of starting out. I'm going to head over to Texas. So I'm going to start out in, say, the Houston area, so I'll be making some announcements on that real soon, on the dates and times and all the particulars. And then my plan is to head down to Atlanta, Georgia. It's been several years, but we're going right back where we were to right in Atlanta area or right, yeah, right, we'll fly into Atlanta and kind of go to Eileen is going to host us. You guys know her. She has SPN Herbs, Big Herbs Place there. And we just love it. We had such a great time before. So we'll be doing a book signing and talking to her wonderful customers.
That's exciting.
I'm excited about it.
And you won't be too far from me, Carrie.
In Atlanta?
Get over there. Yes, that's Atlanta's 5 hours from me in Mississippi.
You mean that you're only 5 hours from Atlanta?
Yes.
Well, I thought you, where in the world are you?
I'm in Mississippi.
Oh my gosh. I guess
five
I need
hours
a map.
Atlanta. Yes.
I can't believe you're that close to Atlanta.
Yes.
Well,
I can go through
you
Birmingham
guys
and right on over to Atlanta.
Yes, you know what? I've been to Birmingham, and, we drove from Birmingham and all this. I went to the premiere show, which was a big beauty show down there, and it was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And then somehow we got
on back
to
Birmingham,
and
too.
Wow. Well, I loved it. I loved the visit down there. It was wonderful. I went to the premiere show. But, yeah, that's not far from you. That's not too far. Well, you might as well join us then.
No, Birmingham is 2.5 hours from Birmingham.
Oh, you know what? We are going to organize this one. I had no idea you were that close to Atlanta or nor Birmingham. I had no idea. I thought you were way out there.
No.
I was always bad at geography. Always bad about that. I was. So I'm shocked today. You really got me. I had no idea you were that close to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I thought Mississippi. Whoa.
No.
I'm
in North Mississippi now. If you go on down farther by the coast, yes, that's much farther, but I'm in North Mississippi.
I'm
just an hour from Memphis. Yes, I'm just an hour from Memphis, so I'm way north.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to come down there where you guys are. I want to go to some of these areas that I call have, like, you know, they don't have many folks coming from the Black hair community talking about hair care and what we've been able to do and helping those who are looking for answers with regards to thinning hair and all that kind of wonderful good stuff and our incredible products. So I want to kind of come down and shake a few hands, and I'll be signing the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book and kind of just touching base with the folks and letting them know that the Hair Radio
wonderful
Morning Show cares. So
yes,
that's going to be exciting now. Well, especially now that I know Nicole Marie is right around the corner.
Oh, yes.
Had no idea. So that one is mine. Wow. Well, this is going to be great. So we'll have to, you know, get all this organized and remind the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is all about. And
sounds
so I'm real
good
happy about that. Now, listen, I don't know if you heard the top of our show today, but we had, in the first segment, a little segment we had with, with Siobhan DeCia. Siobhan, who runs a shop out of New Jersey. But we had an opportunity to go and see the Tamron Hall show, and yeah. We talked a little bit about it this morning. I was so super excited. We really did. Wonderful. We were actually talking and walking, which is very hard to do, and it's hard to focus. Yeah, it's very tough. But we did, and it was just a memorable, joyous event. So when you come up to New York City, you got to do it. You got to get the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Tamron Hall is just a lovely, lovely lady, and she really cares about what she's doing and trying to do the best she can to pull together a great show, and I think they're doing a pretty good job in my estimation.
Wonderful.
So that's kind of, yeah, so those are the kind of things that we love to talk about, let me just say. And also, now, speaking of which, and shows and guests and all that, we ourselves have some incredible folks on the way.
Yes.
We do. Let me just say some of the folks who we will be talking with. Look, in our first week, we had some amazing folks on. Of course, Dr. Odette Russell. We chatted with Dr. Dorfman from Beverly Hills. We were supposed to have on Catherine Rondebeau again. She is just a tad under the weather. She'll be back with us soon. Coming up next week, we've got a lot of folks. Birthday folks, of course, will be joining us. And we have one of our upcoming birthday folks right here. Yes. Now, on the 12th, of February, one of our wonderful colleagues that you guys kind of got a chance to meet a little bit, where she does a whole thing on listening. She's what I call a listening champ and listening coach. We're talking about LaDonna, and her birthday is on the 12th.
All right.
I said, my goodness, how many people do we know in this week? Those are, wow.
Oh, yes.
So
oh,
that's
yes.
The 12th. And your birthday, the wonderful Nicole Marie, don't you come up on the 13th?
The 13th, yes.
So Nicole Marie is the 13th. Then we got Valentine's Day on the 14th. And then Nicole Marie, isn't it your daughter's birthday? One of
my
your daughter's wonderful daughter's birthday.
Birthday. Here's yes. My oldest daughter.
On the 15th.
Her birthday is on the 15th.
And she shares a birthday with Siobhan, who you heard from this morning, that we were just
yes.
talking about. Siobhan's birthday is on the 15th. So it's a packed
week. You're going to be celebrating
week.
All week.
I mean, my goodness. I was like,
all
whoa. Long. Okay. That's a big, big week of celebration. So real busy stuff. Yeah. So speaking of guests and all of that, and we had, as we were just saying in the first hour, we had Dr. Bernard Evans, who came in on the show last Friday, so we replayed that on this morning in the first hour. Now, there's talk that they want to come back this week, so we're trying to
Wonderful.
Work it all out, the logistics, yeah, trying to work out the schedule. We've got also Jay Ellis who will be here with her husband, and also the folks at the OFI, so we're all kind of trying to make it happen for Friday's broadcast, so
Great.
We're going to get back to you on that. But, yeah, my suggestion to everybody, tune in as much as you can on the whole show, because I don't know yet how we're going to work out all these times. We've got a lot of folks joining us tomorrow on the show, so it's a big, big broadcast, and we got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about.
Wonderful.
So
upcoming
Hair Radio
tomorrow.
Morning show. Yeah, I'm super excited. And we still have a lot more to come today. In the next hour, we got some surprise things, but we have a lot of folks who always like us to go in our vault. So we'll go in as well and see what's out there. So Nicole Marie,
It's time for the Daily Inspiration Talk. You know, yeah. What do we say? What's our wonderful yet hope of the day? And
hope
let me tell you something, so needed badly. So we all need that.
Yes.
We really do. Yes, we really do. We got to, you know, every time I go out, I always remember this, you know, your tagline, there's always hope.
Always
and
hope.
I love it.
Always.
So here, take a listen. Yeah, take a listen to this. And we'll talk more from Nicole Marie and the hope of the day. So here's your intro, Nicole Marie. Get ready, folks.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
High Hope. All right. So, Nicole Marie, I'm loving this. What on earth is the hope for today?
The hope for today is rearrange the furniture. It's a great way to change perspective, to look anew at your home or office. It will prompt you to clean unseen areas. It will open new options. It will galvanize your creative eye and lead to a refreshed environment. Back to you, Carrie.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much, Nicole Marie. Yeah, I agree. You know, clean that, more than clean, we'll start at the top. Rearrange the furniture. I love those words. I love
yes.
that. That is incredible. Yes, I'm going to steal those words, rearrange the furniture. Clean under the couch. For me, it's cleaning under that couch, moving that couch, which is something you get to every so often. But you got to move the couch, folks. You really
right.
do. Remember the old move my cheese, who moved my cheese? Same
that's
thing.
Good.
You
got to
move the couch out and kind of clean on back there. And we need to kind of do it often for a refreshed approach
exactly.
with how we're handling things. So I'm loving that. And what about yourself, Montgomery? How do you feel? Do you move that couch?
I certainly do. I certainly do. And when I do that, I always do have a new perspective on something, and something
yeah.
I find that's like, oh, I forgot about this, and I start on new things or pick things back up. So definitely very, very important, very important.
I love that.
And you become creative with new items.
You do. You absolutely do. Well, I'm just loving it. So thank you for that. We'll check in with Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, on his take on that. And coming up just a little bit, we've got a wonderful hit from Sister Sledge, from all of us from the Philly area. So that's going to be really, really nice. And speaking of music, earlier this morning, we kicked off the show with, I have to say, Cher made a debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show with a song I just love called I Walk Alone.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, Pink wrote it, the artist Pink. And she sings in the background on that song. And then we actually played Miss Pink with a song called There You Go. That's how she got on all of our radar, especially in the black community.
Right.
And back in the day. And we've just been enjoying some of the music. And so we still have a lot
been
more
wonderful.
To go on the playlist today. What was that, Nicole Marie?
I said, it's been wonderful. Always love the
it's
music.
It's been wonderful. Thank you. Me too. It's always a little different. All right. Michael Hopkins, again, good morning. It's Thursday. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
you're on
Michael.
Very much so.
Happy mid-show.
Yeah,
very. Very much so. Very happy mid-show, family.
Oh, Yes, it is. Wow, we got Michael Hopkins. Well,
yes, you've been listening to Miss Nicole Marie and the show and all that. Anything you want to share?
I like that idea of rearranging the furniture. But I'm going to take it a step further. When you say rearrange the furniture, maybe in my eyes, it's more like rearranging your thought patterns, looking at things with a new perspective, with fresh eyes. That's what
I see
with Nicole Marie.
With new ears.
Yes, and listening with new ears. Yeah, I mean, that's just, yes. Oh, yes. Loving it.
Wow.
Loving it.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, and we've been enjoying the whole show. We had a replay from Friday that I thought was just wonderful, which is the folks at DLP. They came back to kind of check on what we're doing and stuff. We're going to get them on. I'm going to try to work out the logistics and get them on for the end of this week. But we're still trying to watch it's tomorrow's show. So we're still trying to get all that together. And we'll definitely let you guys know. So listen, I want to thank you. Great job, Nicole Marie, on that.
Yes.
Wonderful hope of the day. Yeah, you did great. Michael.
Awesome.
It doesn't get any better than that. Okay. So here's Sister Sledge. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Awesome.
And I,
awesome job. Awesome.
Just keep on doing what you're doing to me. It's ecstasy.
Together, we don't miss a vibe.
special guest who's actually, he's joining our lineup right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. His name is Jeff Johnson. He's out of kind of like the South Jersey area, and we're real happy to have him with us to come on board. He's a barber, a licensed barber, and he's making some waves out there. Thank you, Jeff Johnson. Jeff, welcome to the show. Now, that's G-E-O-F-F. I just want to make that clear. Okay,
that
not the J-E-S-F.
No, that so, is right. It's the first time when I tell someone my name, that's the first thing I do is give them the correct spelling. And also, I wanted just to go back, and that is a big thing, but I'm a licensed cosmetologist that specializes.
Oh, that's right. I got you. Okay, that does correct that. So you are a licensed cosmetologist who specializes in barbering. Is that correct? That's how you want to state it.
That is correct.
Which is awesome, because usually we don't necessarily hear it that way, but that is awesome, and we applaud you for that. And I think it's just, you know, as you were saying and describing your story earlier, I was thinking to myself, as you were saying that you always wanted to do hair, and you actually went through the whole cosmetology course. And I think you really appreciated that, where I had known a whole bunch of barbers who went through, unwillingly almost. So I think it's really amazing, because they wanted to do the barbering. I do want to make that clear. It's not that they didn't want to go to school. They loved school and loved the course, but they didn't necessarily, you know, feel that the whole course is what they wanted to do. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's awesome, because it opens up a lot more avenues, in my personal opinion. So I think it's great, Jeff.
Right.
So Jeff, I want to switch gears a little bit. I want to talk about coming to the Hair Radio Morning Show. What are some of the topics you'd like to see spearheaded on this broadcast that you yourself will be bringing to your piece here?
Oh, I'm definitely glad that you asked that. One of the things I want to bring to the show, again, really focus on the business side of barbering, and
awesome.
You know, is the business side, the financial side. Of being in this field. Again, going back to the pandemic and the shutdown of the jobs and people not being able to work, one of the things I really want to focus on as far as being a barber with your license is also, because you have a license, is also learning how to create a business from your name, which would allow you to, if you operated your business the right way, which would be another time that I would speak about, you would have been able to collect that additional grant money that was given to a lot of the small businesses, and also at the unemployment, because there were a lot of barbers who did not receive the unemployment because they never filed taxes.
You
they
know,
don't have a license
that's
to file
right.
taxes.
So yes, go ahead, please.
So,
that's important.
So with that, that is something that I really want to bring to the table. I need barbers to understand that paperwork is important. Ownership of your craft and of your name is very important, and it would also open up a lot of doors for you.
Correct. And I'll tell you, and on the flip side from the filings of all of that, and the, you know, I heard another stylist, I think, on the radio show this morning actually talk about that as well. That's very important. And to be registered, you know, it is cash, and we're still kind of essentially a cash-based business. But let's remember to do that paperwork and make sure that you're registered. Very, very important. You know, like when this came out of the clear blue sky, no one knew that this was going to happen, but you would have been positioned to take advantage of a bunch of those monies that they're pretty much throwing at everybody these days. For those who are able to take advantage, just read the small fine print, please. Okay, please.
Yes. Yes,
important,
yes.
Especially in our community. Please read the fine print. And so that's all, you know, just to be aware on both sides of that debate. Listen, I have to say, Jeff, I'm really, really happy to have you on board with us. So this is going to be just awesome. Listen, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
I definitely want to shout out to Big Barber Van, who's the owner.
Awesome.
He's traveling the barbershop, 1135 Deptford, New Jersey. Great guy, great owner. fair guy. So that's one of the, that's definitely a barber that I'd love to shout out. Also,
what's the name of that shop again? We're going to give them a little bit more of a plug today. What's the name of that shop and that owner?
It is called The New Extravagant Multicultural Barbershop, 1135 Dutton, New Jersey.
All right. That is just awesome. And we want to shout out everybody in the facility there and all the clients who come in there.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us...
I honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because mm-hmm. it's the proximity that has power over them
yeah.
instead of them having power over their proximity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend. But you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you. And so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business.
Yeah.
Or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So I
didn't know Sally.
Mad.
You didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I
yeah.
just get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people
yeah.
that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is mid-show. It's our second hour of the day. It's Thursday, February 8th of 2024. It's our broadcast show number 951, 951 today, as we kind of roll on into 1,000 episodes plus of this very broadcast. Real exciting day. Let me get to the line, Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael,
very
again,
exciting.
Hello, and happy mid-show.
Oh, yes. Happy mid-show.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been enjoying this on the broadcast today. Want to talk a little bit. Friday's show was just spectacular with Dr. Bernard Evans. Did you catch any of that today?
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, yes. I listened to that segment again, and that segment still, it just pulls on my heartstrings. I love that segment of the show.
Why? Tell us about that, Michael. You said it pulls on your heartstrings.
He just reminded me of Dr. Bernard Evans. His story reminded me of my story with my mother and the journey that I took with her in the latter days of her life. It reminds me so much of it. And I was just glued to the radio just listening to him, Carrie. Just glued.
Yeah.
Because I could put myself in his place and going through what he was going through. I mean, that's what I just loved about it. It's a beautiful story. Very beautiful story.
Absolutely. And again, if you guys missed it, you can hear it again right here on our broadcast. We're going to share out today's broadcast of the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show following our live broadcast around 9 Eastern, 8 Central time, so you guys can catch the entire 3-hour replay episode. And hit the play button and take a listen. I also was quite moved and touched by Dr. Bernard Evans of BOFI. These are the folks at BOFI. BOFI Global, to be exact, .com, and it's BEYOFI. So that's B like boy, E, Y like yellow, O, F like Frank, I like India, BOFI Global.com. And so when you go to their site, it talks about being an affiliate, of course, and then you move on down. They got a whole bunch of wonderful things there on their site that you can catch up with. They've got a whole lot of things that they're doing, as you heard Dr. Evans talk about on the broadcast this morning. Now, as I was sharing with Nicole Marie just a little while ago at the top of the hour, we are going to be having some great conversations. We've invited them back tomorrow, but I've got to work out the logistics on that. We got Jay Ellis and her husband, Mr. Ellis, will be with us for the first time together. So kind of a little bit in honor of Valentine's Day and just to catch up a little bit. But also we've invited back Dr. Bernard, so we're going to work out the logistics. The most important thing is for you to tune in. You don't want to miss a minute of our broadcast because I don't know how it's all going to play out, but it's going to be an exciting show for Friday. So it's Fan Day Friday on steroids. So really good stuff. So I've been enjoying
good
all of this,
stuff.
Michael. Yeah.
Oh,
now,
yes.
This week I had an opportunity to go to the Tamron Hall show, so that's why we couldn't do a live broadcast on Tuesday. So we kind of missed our day for Vet Talk Radio. But we had an opportunity to make up for that on Wednesday. On Wednesday's show, do you have any idea what we did in honor of Vet Talk Radio?
Oh, wow, Carrie. Yes, I do. And we talked about why I became an accredited claims agent.
That's right. If you missed it, yesterday we kind of kicked off our entire Hair Radio Morning Show with something we call VTR Plus, and that is, those are episodes kind of like from the excerpted from, if I can say that. They're an excerpt from the actual Vet Talk Radio show, and this was a great conversation with Michael all about why he became, as he said, an accredited claims agent, which helps folks, you know, with their claims and compensation and all of that through the Veterans Administration. So really good stuff. I was just knocked out and just blown away by the candor and just the talk. I thought it was a great segment that I listened to yesterday. So really good stuff, Michael Hopkins. Good thing, yeah. So this, and by the way, if you did miss that, this is one of those rare occasions that particular segment is in a standalone podcast out there all by itself on the internet. So you can just Google that, and you should be able to see it. It's actually, list Michael Hopkins' name. You can put their
podcast. You can search the subject on why I became an accredited claims agent, all that wonderful good stuff. And if we might share the podcast link again, so as well. So really good stuff. And Michael, we're just very pleased with the work that you're doing on the Vet Talk Radio Show, which airs on what day and time, Michael Hopkins?
It's Tuesdays, 8:30 in the morning. That's Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Michael. And that's right. So we want you guys to definitely tune in. We don't want you missing that. Really good stuff. So we've got a lot more to get into today. I'm real happy about that. We'll catch you up on some of the other things that are going on. Now, I did promise this, so we might go on and get this on around 8 o'clock, and that is Dr. Odette Russell, who she's doing a big event on this weekend on the 10th. So I'm going to get her audio interview as well as the commercial on because we want you guys to still, there's time to support it as well. And we just want to thank her so much. So we promised that. So we're going to get that on to make sure folks give it a last push to get her to get her.
Oh, yes.
And then, yeah.
Definitely.
And then around 8:30 or so. So in about a half hour or so after that, then we'll be kind of back on in with more talk, Michael. So we'll be back live with to, you know, close out the last half of the show today. But yeah, it's just awesome, and I'm so super excited. I really am. I can't say enough. Coming up in the last half hour, so about 7:30 Central Time, 8:30 Eastern, I want to talk about some of the things that Vet Talk is working on. We'll be doing live chat at that moment and kind of get into some of those things, what you're looking to do for the show. And so I think I also have some other updates that and that I can't wait to share. And also, I know we talked a little bit about some of the folks joining us tomorrow, but I've got some other wonderful things that we'll be disclosing on the broadcast. So you got to stay tuned for all of that. Again, it's Thursday, February 8th of 2024. Still, we're celebrating Black History. Let's get that on out there, Michael. Are you still celebrating?
Very much so. Oh, 24 hours a day, Carrie, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Okay, that's right. Every day of every year, we celebrate being Black. And that is the way to look at that. So we're real happy about that. Let me see if I can find Dr. Odette Russell's commercial because I want to take a listen and just remind everybody of what we'll be getting into in about 10 or 15 minutes from this very moment. But yeah, really good stuff. Let's see. I think, yeah, here it is. Okay, so I want to take a listen, Michael. Here's her event.
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second week, the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number. And that way you can call the individual and see if you can purchase a ticket. And make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m. February 10th at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios, from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And I hope you guys
job.
Join me, okay?
All right.
And if you
Dr. Odette Russell.
If you come, tell them you heard it from Carrie. Okay.
Tell you all the whole radio morning, so we love it. Awesome. Yes. Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back. Awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Shout out to Carrie Hines. Yes. And Michael Hopkins, we are live again Thursday morning, February 8th. Yes. So that was just a reminder from Dr. Odette Russell, who we're going to run her segment again in the 8 o'clock hour. So coming up in about 5-10 minutes from right now. And I just wanted to say, because it's such a very sensitive topic, and she probably discusses a couple of them in there, so we want to make sure that there are no little kitties around. This is for adults only, so, you know, just a reminder. So when it gets to 8 o'clock, so in about 5 or 6 minutes, make sure and usher the children out the room so she can kind of talk a little bit more liberally. And it's because it's great information that we do need to cover, and we're happy to do so. And it's only until about 8:30, then Michael and I will join you back live on the air and kind of talk a little bit more about that talk and some of the other updates and upcoming guests and so much more as we do on each edition of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm real happy about that. And just kind of doing our thing. But, yeah, that was a commercial, little commercial there to remind folks about her event coming up on this weekend in Maplewood, New Jersey, on February 10th. So where she goes through so much to instruct women on protective measures and things like that. So please check it out. Listen again. We're going to re-air that commercial around the broadcast interview that will play in just about 5 minutes or so. So that's kind of it. Wanted to kind of remind folks on that. Michael, we are just moving ahead. So
been
a great week. Yeah.
Oh,
it's been a very good week.
And it has been. You know, Carrie, it has been a good week from the music, the guests. And, you know, like I said, Cher, that's another one of my new favorite artists. I love that
well,
song.
I call her a new artist. She's been around for a minute.
Yeah.
We love
I mean,
her.
I,
Cher has been
oh, yeah.
around.
The test
Whoa.
Of time, Carrie Hines. Cher has
yeah.
been from the 60s. I remember listening to her in the 60s, the 70s. The 80s, 90s, and now we're in the 2000s, and
wow.
there she
well,
is, still relevant.
The early 2000s, and now the second half of the two. Well, no, I think we're still in the, no, this is the second half of the 2000s, something like that. You know what I mean out there.
no, yeah,
you
know,
know, there has been around for quite some time. And not
oh,
just
yeah.
around, but productive with what she does. She's had number one hits like in every decade. She's really a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, she is.
And
very much
yeah,
so.
Kind of like Dolly Parton and
all those Jane Fonda, these are venerable, you know, these are incredible women who have done so much to move the needle forward. And we're just so proud of them. They just are timeless. And
very
we just
much
love
so.
Them very much. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I just love it, Carrie.
Yeah.
I really do.
And,
I just love it.
Speaking of music, I want to take a quick moment to acknowledge we lost Toby Keith, country music superstar out there over the last I just had heard about it and I'm just real broken up about it. So, you know, we are shouting out to all his fans and family and giving them our sentiment this morning on the broadcast. And just the actor who played Apollo Creed, Mr. Carl Weathers, he died. Yes, well, and that's just awful. You remember from the Rocky movies?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, he goes back a very long career. And, you know, we've just lost so many folks in recent times, but we, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with them, and there are so many fans. And, of course, their legacies will certainly continue. They've made an indelible mark on our lives, and we can always
yes,
go back and check out
yes,
their work.
They have,
on demand, and we will do just that. Yeah. Well, like,
yes,
like
they
what
have.
We have created a legacy
yes.
right here as well. But what were we going to say, Michael?
Oh, I was just going to say, with Carl Weathers and that Rocky series, that just touches you and I just so close to home. Because, you know, it was done in Philadelphia. And, you know, a lot of people, Philadelphia is a unique place, Carrie, as you know and I know. It's a very unique place. We have unique people there, the culture. I mean, the Philly cheesesteaks, the whole, I mean, it's, and to see the movie Rocky, that was like kind of the pinnacle of Philadelphia. It was Philadelphia back then, you know, and it hasn't changed with so much. But to me, just every time I see Carl Weathers, he just reminded me of the Rocky movie and the culture. And what was going on in the 70s. And that's what I love about it, Carrie. That's what I love about it. I will always just.
Yeah, it was a big impression. And Sylvester Stallone and his Rocky series. And growing up in Philadelphia and just seeing how that transformed Philadelphia just was, we were so filled with pride, and that pride is still there today. Now, I live in New York now, and you are down in Virginia, but we were born and raised right there in North Philadelphia. And Rocky, you know, we were so proud and still are. But the Apollo Creed, the character, and so there's isn't there like another version of that with Michael B. Jordan?
Very much. He played the son of Apollo Creed.
Wow. So
Sylvester Stallone was in, if I remember correctly, it was two movies, if I remember correctly, where the legacy was being carried on of like Apollo Creed Jr. type thing. And,
right.
And you know, Carrie, you're right, though. It just brings out so much pride in being from Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And that's something that you can't, from you and I, you know, you can't take that away from us. No matter where else we live in the country, in the world, we're always going to be Native Philadelphians. We're always going to be
that way. Now, I will go ahead and get this on for you guys. This is, as we said a little bit, a little while ago, Dr. Odette Russell. I want to get it right here. We're just so, so happy to get this on. But again, it is a sensitive subject. You do want to usher the young ones out the room.
And following this segment, we'll have a little bit more live discussion on, which, again, this is a great interview that Nicole Marie, our Nicole Marie, did with Dr. Odette Russell. And it's all about just taking care, helping women to kind of stand up and take care of themselves. And she is a martial arts, martial scientist, I want to say. She's just fantastic with all that she's doing. So take a listen, and we'll be back on the other side with Michael Hopkins. More with Michael, more with myself, and just a lot. So I think this is why. And take a listen.
Dr. Russell, yes. It is such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I just thank you so much for just being here. And I just want all of our fans to just get to know you and learn so much about you. So I would just start off, if you could just share with us just a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia, but I was originally reared in New York City. So I escaped from New York about 30 years ago, and I didn't say it as a negative thing because I love New York, but Atlanta is such a beautiful, it's a town that you can raise a family. And one of the things that bothered me about New York, and I'm sorry to jump on in, is that they had so many attacks that were random attacks. A random attack is someone that you don't know, just you could walk down the street and they'll just come after you. The interesting part about Atlanta, most of the attacks that occur, attacks from someone you know, which doesn't make it easier, but if you, you know, don't know too many crazy people, you should be, you know, better off.
Right.
My background is I studied martial arts for 45 years. And within that 45 years, I taught 40 of those years. The last 26 years, I've been teaching only women. So I believe that self-defense and protection and safety should be for everybody, specifically the vulnerable population. And the vulnerable population is the disabled, the elderly, and children, and, of course, women. But because I'm a female, you know, I feel best that I can better relate with what it's like being a female. If, you know, in New York, you are comfortable, but you're always on alert, always aware, you know.
Wow.
I just want to mention one more thing. I do have a PhD in health psychology, and that's why everybody's calling me doctor, but I'm not licensed. But I do have the knack of embracing emotional healing. A lot of times through past traumas, we tend to self-sabotage because we feel maybe we lost our voice or we lost trust in our decision making and we tend to make bad decisions. So I really incorporate the emotional healing as part of my training and embracing the warrior spirit that all females have, but some of us tend to forget that we have it. So I try to remind them and give them the tools to stay intact, that this is something that they're going to need.
Right. Okay. Well, if I could just go back just a minute, you spoke a lot about self-defense and the women and so forth. As you were growing up, who were your influences or what got you started interested in martial arts? How did you start?
My father put me into martial arts when I was 9, and I was in Jamaica. Actually, it was my grandmother. I visited her for the summer in Jamaica, West Indies, and she wanted us to have a lot of activities, and she was a powerful, amazing woman, my grandmother. And so one of the activities she had us do for that summer was martial arts, with Taekwondo. When I came back to the States, my father pushed that, you know, the instructor that I had was really rough. I mean, he had a bamboo stick. He would hit us in our knuckles if our wrist wasn't straight, if our fist wasn't straight, if our stances weren't too low. And I was like, this is not what I think is what martial arts is about. I thought martial arts, you know, we kick and we scream and we're going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff, but I didn't realize the discipline that was behind it. I quit
right.
after a year after harassing my dad. I didn't want to do it anymore. When I turned 18, I met my husband, who was one of the most iconic martial artists, African-American martial artists in this country. His name is C.J. Abdul-Mutaka Bear. And I met him when I was 18. I started training with him because I always liked, I was very physical. And
yeah.
And just to backtrack, when I was 14 to 18, when I was 14 to 17, I was stalked by a local drug dealer. And that terrified me, you know, that stalking.
Yeah.
And that's when fear and courage became good friends in my life. And I wanted to always know, even though I had a father, I had no brothers, but I always wanted to know how to defend myself. And I didn't like the feeling I felt. I felt vulnerable, you know, even going to school as a kid. I felt vulnerable because of me being stalked by this grown man. He was 9 years older than
right.
me. So when I met my husband at 18, it fit the bill, you know. And he was a dedicated martial artist. What that meant, that was his life, martial arts.
Right.
We go to the park instead of holding hands, we're doing sticky hands. So, you know, that was, we're going to the club, and I'm trying to dance with him. And next thing I know, I have to bob and weave because he's throwing hooks and jabs. I'm like, whoa. But,
oh, wow.
But he wasn't trying to hurt me. This is just who he is. And I realized that this is an amazing human being, and, you know, I'm going to be the best of myself because of that.
Right.
When I was training with him, I had no clue I would be where I'm at now with the martial arts. I didn't realize that. You know, you just kind of move with the flow. And
right.
And it was just a beautiful thing. So if I could say, there really weren't any female mentors when I was growing up. When I say grow up, I mean in my early 20s, and that's in the 80s because I'm 61 years old. There was no one that I saw female martial artists, but I trained only with males, and I kind of stayed in the seclusion of the group of males that I trained under, which was very respectful but very harsh.
Yeah.
We're talking push-ups on your knuckles. We're talking you know, it was harsh, but it wasn't abusive. So it was harsh to bring out the strength and the warrior inside of you, and that's what I appreciated.
Right. I love how you spoke on the strength and bringing out the warrior in you, and it's very
yeah.
important. I love how you tied in the self-defense and the emotional healing, and I think that's
yeah.
so critical, and I'm very passionate about women's empowerment, and I know you are as well. So when you are teaching your classes, I know you said you teach only women, but do you incorporate younger girls as well, or are they just older women?
Well, yes, I would say from 10 on up, depending on the maturity of the girl. So
okay.
it's important to me that I don't remove the innocence of a child. And what I teach is very raw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally. You'll be ripping out groins, digging out eyes. I mean, we're going hardcore because we have to survive. There
right.
are monsters out there. And it's just so difficult sometimes when you have a child that still believes that the grass is green and the sky is blue and, you know, and that everybody's beautiful. I leave it up to the parents to how far can I go with telling them the reality and how ugly it is. So
right, right.
And then again, it depends on maturity. So, but most of my girls start from like 12 years old. And ironically, between the age of 12 and 34, that's the highest level of rape among women. It's like over 70% of women that will be raped. And this is, again, stats that's based on reports. You know,
right.
the highest amount is between the age of 12 and 34. So
wow.
if I could elaborate on that, if you don't mind.
So, sure.
So, so why? Why is that? So I was, you know, thinking about what happens to girls from the age of 20, from the age of 12, that they're more prone to be raped. And that is because we as parents tend to slack off and observing and watching and keep an eye on every move they make. You know, they're turning into teenagers now. They can hang out with their friends. Their friends know how to drive. They're going to school on their own. We're not monitoring, you know, who their friends are. We tend to kind of back away a bit. And I've done that too. It's not making us bad parents. It's that we feel that they're responsible enough that they're going to make the right decisions. But that's when the predators also, you know, fall in. And and then what happens in their 20s or in their early late teens to their 20s, they go to college, okay? And then they're dating more. They're more anxious to meet new people, you know, and maybe right. meet a mate, go on blind dates. So all these things make us more vulnerable for predators. Now I want to throw another monkey wrench at you. Majority of rapes that occur, 80% and higher, are from people that we know. They're called acquaintance. If I was to ask you what is an acquaintance, I'll just read it off to you. A family member, a friend, a current or past lover, a neighbor, a boss, a coworker, a teacher, a classmate, a religious facility member. I mean, I can go on and on. An acquaintance is someone you know. And yet 80% and higher. Why is that? Because we tend to let our guards down. Mm. We think we could trust them, or it's a friend of a friend. I mean, and I can give you an even a scenario, because I've done this so often, you know, with self-defense events, and that I hear the stories, and I use these stories to tell these stories to warn us, to warn other people not to put yourself in these situations. So an example is, let's say, I need to get something delivered to my house, like a TV. So if two men come in and bring the TV in my home, I'm a single woman, that is a stranger if they attack me. But what about if your eldest son, who's an adult friend, come by and your son calls you and say, Ma, you know, so-and-so's coming by, let him in, I'll be home soon. That's something I will not do. You tell your friend to stay in the car, or you tell your friend he needs to wait until you get in, because now you put me in a situation that I'm in the house with someone that I do know. I might have even watched him grow up, but I'm vulnerable now.
Exactly.
See? So if you, one of the things I like to stress, and I apologize if I jump around, but this is important.
Yes, please do.
Is spider senses. Okay, I call them spider senses. That's your intuition. That's that inner voice that warns you. The brain is an incredible tool that our body uses. It can't survive without it. It also alerts us if there's a concern or if there is a danger. And so a lot of times we are taught to, if it's not rational, if it's not reasonable, then it's not real. And that's BS. Because rape is not rational. Okay?
So true.
It's not reasonable. Rape is an opportunity that a rapist sees and will jump at it. And so even if I knew this kid, and I'm just randomly using that scenario, even if I knew this kid, I saw him grow up, I'm still going to, and I got weird vibes about him. Nah, he's not allowed in my house without my child. You know what I'm saying? But now a stranger, I'm automatically like, two strangers coming in my house. I got to be on alert. I don't know who they are. I'm going to turn maybe the shower on to let them think somebody else is in the house with me. I might even leave some bullets on the counter, so he knows I'm a carrier, you know what I'm saying? I won't leave the gun on the counter because I don't want him to grab the gun, but I'll leave all different kinds of bullets.
Let someone
sizes,
know,
like,
right.
Right, with real thick bullets and real, you know, like AR-15s and 9mm, and they're like, oh, okay. And then maybe that's an idea for ladies if they don't have guns. Just buy bullets. You know, and if you have strangers coming in your home, just kind of leave them in areas that they can, so you're a carrier? Yes. You can put it right there, and then when you finish, yeah. So you don't need to have a long conversation with them. But we tend to have our guard up for strangers, but we let our guards down for acquaintance, which is logical because we know these people. But if you
right.
get that weird sensation, do not shove it away. You don't have to be reactive over it, but you just say, And if you get that feeling again, do your best not to be alone with that person. That includes a boy.
Right.
That includes anyone.
Well, you have definitely started the education for all of our listeners, and I am so happy and so thankful that you just are just imparting this wisdom, because there's so many things that we just don't necessarily think about, or situations that we don't necessarily think about. But then once those situations occur, you know, they're just situations where this can occur, where the sexual assault could occur. So thank you so much for sharing. And I just wanted to ask a martial scientist and a health psychologist, what advice do you have to offer to a younger girl or a woman that is interested in getting involved in the martial arts, or even getting into health psychology? What suggestions
health
do you have, or advice you have for them?
Yeah, well, for martial arts, anyone at any age and at any health condition can train. A 95 person in a wheelchair can train. So martial arts is for everyone. And if you could do your research, if you go into a dojo, you don't feel good about it, it's not for you. It's like a pair of shoes. That doesn't mean martial arts is not good for you. It could be that particular dojo was not right for you. So I don't want anyone to lose faith. Oh, I went to a dojo and the teacher was horrible or whatever. That's not a representation of martial arts community as a whole. I advise all parents to have their children train martial arts, all, boys and girls. Boys are always tested. Girls are tested too, but not like boys. And I don't care what, it's always that alpha dog that tries to bully and whatever. And I have my sons is in football and basketball, and my sons put people in headlocks and did all kinds of things. And, you know, especially when you're a football team and you got these alpha dogs and they're trying to manhandle you. And my sons, they weren't big boned, they were thin but tall. And so, you know, they were tried, and that was a mistake.
Right.
And they didn't hurt the people, but they had big guys calling them uncle, because they put them in such severe pain by just different wrist lock drills, wrist lock pressure points, and all these intricate things you get to learn on how delicate and fragile the human body is. I can tell you just one story, okay? And I'm digressing from what you're saying, and I'm going to go into health psychology in a minute. There was I'm not going to tell this story because this is the morning show. I'll tell this other story. Okay, there are areas of the human body that if a child can strike, can create damage to the person. One strike. And so this particular story is a woman that was walking with a stroller during the day in a semi-crowded, semi-busy street. It was during the day. Her six-year-old daughter was lagging behind, so she was kind of walking behind her, and the mother was focusing on where she was going. I guess she heard the little girl behind her, so she didn't worry about turning around, which is a big no-no, right? Well, we have to keep an eye on our kids all the time. Well, a car apparently watched them, observed them. They drove up, parked the car. One man jumped out, attempted to grab the girl. He bear grabbed her to lift her. She took one foot and stomped him on his instep. So let me explain to you where the instep is. If you look at your foot, that's where the shoelace is. Okay?
Right.
She stomped him with her heel in the infoot. That caused certain bones to break. That man screamed like a baby. Of course, he dropped the girl. Everybody turned around and looked at him. The guy was dropped to the ground because he was in so much pain. He tried to get up because the guys in the car were yelling at him, come on, because they got to go because now they got all this attention. He couldn't walk. So the foot has 26 bones. And he probably got 10 of those 26 bones broken, or about 7 of those bones broken. By the end step, if there's not a lot of power, if a 6-year-old girl can do it, so can I, right? Now, this 6-year-old girl had no martial arts training. It was just, she just did it. She was instinctive. She did it. And she saved her life because she was going to be abducted. And that car would have drove off before her mother knew she was gone. That's how her daughter, that beautiful little girl, her story I tell all the time because she's an inspiration to all of us.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Saved her life.
And so there's the I don't want people to know this information to say I'm going to use it to hurt people. I want people to know this information because I don't perpetuate violence. I perpetuate preparation. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared in case, just in case. In case I have 2 kids in my hand and somebody snatches one kid and I can't leave one kid to chase after another kid, so I'm going to do other things so that they look at me and say, no, she's not a target. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Let me go into now the health psychology. Most of us have issues, okay, including me. We're just, you know, we're insecure about certain things. We have past traumas that still affect the way we approach things. And what I love about health psychology, it just helps with the hiccups. The hiccups that just, it's okay, take a deep breath, it's not that bad, it's not going to affect the rest of your life, and it doesn't affect who you are. And then that you can keep moving with your head high. And if it gets really bad, then you say, okay, let me just keep my head out of water, don't drown, and I'll be okay. Now, this is not saying that someone who has chemical deficiencies and really truly experiencing depression and anxiety and you know, that is real, and they probably need the help and they need medication. I'm not talking about that scenario. I'm talking about people that don't need medication but still having a hard time to kind of navigate. You know, this we're in a crazy, crazy time. And we just, and health psychology really helps with that. It helps us to navigate without us thinking the worst or assuming that we need medication when we actually don't, when we can actually help ourselves. And a big part of healing is eating right, exercising, sun, thinking right, fresh air. And really another good important part of that is a positive social network, like you guys, okay?
Crucial.
And if you don't have your own personal positive social network, then your morning show is the positive social network. And then I embrace and say, okay, Nicole's my girl. Let me see what she got to say today. You know?
Right.
Oh, Carrie, what has she got to say today? And
make that
and
connection.
That could be all that could be all I need. Y'all don't even know who I am. But your soothing voice and your analogy on your brightness of life is just important enough that I got this. They gave me that strength. So that's what I love about health psychology. We find the sunshine. We say liquid rain, we find the good in, you know. And so the key to that is positive thought. As soon as you get a negative thought, try to change it. Change the thought. You don't necessarily have to focus on the thought. Change the thought. When we're dealing with stressors, there's 2 different kinds of stressors. There's either the immediate stressor that we have to react right away, or the non-immediate stressor, which we have to deal with, but we don't have to react. So an immediate stressor that you have to react is a burning house. You better get out. Or a car that jumps in front of you and you have to stop. That's an immediate stressor. Believe it or not, as horrible as this is, a death in the family is not immediate stressor because there's nothing we can do that stops it. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So,
yes, definitely.
Or you get that unexpected bill, right? So there's, okay, I have to pay the bill, but I don't have to act immediate, you know? So it gives you need it to relax so that you could address it calmly and come up with better solutions than if you deal with it with panic. I know I went all over the place, but.
Thank you so much.
Nicole, you're so sweet. You just let me rant. I appreciate you, girl.
Well, I was loving you. You just gave so much information that, you know, that it, I mean, it's key. These are, you know, life-saving tips, strategies.
Yes.
That will help anyone, male, female, but especially for females. Because like you said, a lot of times, especially in this day and age, a lot of times, you know, social media, we're walking with a phone. Everybody's, you know, walking, talking on the phone or scrolling, looking for something, typing, you know. And people are not being aware of their surroundings. And that's very, very important.
Not. It is important.
Very important.
And then the other thing, too, which was crazy for me, you know, when I started, I just got my PhD like 7 years ago. So, but before then, I was just doing martial arts. I was teaching, you know, people how to defend themselves from predators. And then as I was studying health psychology, I realized we each had our own little predator. Like, so it's life defense, like what you were saying. How do I protect myself from someone when I'm not even protecting myself from myself? You know, when I'm always thinking bad about myself, or I don't think I'm worthy to ask for that raise, or worthy to get out of that toxic relationship. And so I have to first learn to defend myself from myself.
Exactly.
And then I'll be better equipped to defend myself from others.
Right, right. And to me, again, like I said, I'm so passionate about a women's empowerment and just building up that self-confidence, because that's where it comes from. That's the importance, that sense of empowerment comes from being self-confident. So if you're walking around and you are not confident, then you're a target to be a victim.
You have no clue how
very
right
important.
You are. That's 100%.
Wow.
So there was and I'm going to give you a visualization on that. That's going to change your life. There was a sniper who said that there are three categories of citizens in our community. The majority of them are the sheep. And these are individuals go to work, pay their bills, kumbaya, they love their neighbors. They know violence exists, but they avoid it. Or they, more than avoid it, they keep their head in the sand. This is not going to happen to me, you know. It's not going to happen to me, or they just try to not realize, to not to think that it can happen. The smallest population are the wolves, and those are the individuals that look for the weakest of the sheep, and they are the deviants. They are the murderers, the rapists, the muggers, the narcissists, the manipulators. They don't have to be physical. It could be an emotional, you know, entanglement that you have. And then the third population is not as – it's definitely not the size of the wolf – I mean, of the sheep. They're not as many as sheep, but they're little more than the wolves, and those are the sheepdogs. The sheepdogs look exactly like the sheep. They go to work – sheepdogs. They go to work, pay their bills, kumbaya to the neighbors. The only difference between a sheepdog and a sheep is a sheepdog addresses violence with violence. Now – a wolf can see the energy, can sense the energy of a sheepdog. And even though physically they look like sheep, their energy does tell them something different. And they avoid sheepdogs because wolves can't get hurt. If they get injured, any predator in any animal kingdom show you watch, the predators never deal with an animal that's going to give them a hard time. Always go after the animal they think they can beat, they can win, they can whatever. And so if my job is to turn sheep into sheepdogs. So if you already have the persona of a sheepdog, guess what? That's right there is the what you need to be out of the radar of a wolf. That's the goal.
That's right.
So you, like you said, you're not going to be walking with your head in the phone. You're not going to be looking around like you're afraid or timid or act like you're lost or, you know, or walking around smiling at everybody. You know, I'm not saying you can't smile at everybody, but, you know, just pick and choose when's a good time to stare, when's a good time to smile, when's a good time to check on your phone, when's a good time to be aware of what's going on around you. How many people just walk past you? Do you know? Do you sit in a restaurant with your back against the door or with your face against the door? Okay? Do you see everybody walk
that's
in
important.
Before you see? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Listen, folks, outstanding, Dr. Russell. Absolutely outstanding. Nicole Marie, great job. You guys, whoa, okay. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you officially.
Awesome.
I really do, yeah. Awesome job.
Yeah, thank you
awesome
so
job.
Much.
It was my
okay,
honor.
So,
thank you both.
Yes, well, listen, I just want to quickly, I'm hoping that my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, I just wanted to bring him in to say, thank him on air so that he is aware how much we appreciate this wonderful introduction today to Dr. Odette Russell. Brother, are you there, Dr. Leroy Hines?
Yes, I am, and I'm really enjoying the interview.
Yeah.
Was it not
thank
amazing?
You, Dr. Hines. Thank
yeah.
you, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I just want to say, Dr. Russell, that you know, you're amazing. Nicole, you did a fantastic job in terms of actually like being a moderator, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm just amazed. And this is one of the first times, and this is a format, Dr. Russell, in which I'm getting a chance to really hear you really talk about these things and all of these things. Myself being a male, of course, I'm extremely concerned about it. I have four daughters, and it's always been a struggle raising them, making sure that they are always in touch with that wild woman that they're taught through society not to embrace. I've always taught them the opposite to do that. And, you know, just listening to you, I'm definitely going to make sure that they are all listening to this call, Gary. And, you know, I'm going to get them all lined up today and tell them, make sure that when your uncle put that on, that you guys are on there listening to this. But, again, Dr. Russell,
absolutely.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, sir. You know, when you get a senior master give you props,
wow.
you sit there and you start to blush. Y'all can't see it, but I'm blushing. But thank you again, sir. It's such an honor.
That's wonderful.
you're more than welcome.
Say a big
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number, and that way you can call the individual and see if you could purchase a ticket, and make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m., February 10th, at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios, from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And I
awesome
hope you guys
job.
Join me, okay?
All right.
And if
Dr.
you come,
Odette Russell,
if you come, tell them
yeah.
you heard it from Carrie. Okay.
Tell you all about the radio morning show. We love it. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you
yes.
guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with
it's
us, everybody.
Enough.
We'll be right back. Awesome.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is 8:43 if you're in the Eastern time zone, 7:43 for our Central time zone, folks. Officially, good morning again as we kind of begin to, I guess, kind of wrap things up, wind them down here on Thursday's show. I've really been having a lot of fun. Let me bring back to the line my co-star. You guys know Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael,
oh,
again,
yes.
I've been enjoying the show today. It's our show number 951. It's February 8th of 2024. What did you think about the broadcast today?
Oh, it was excellent, Carrie. Excellent. From the beginning, the music, like I said, with Cher, to that beautiful interview with Dr. Evans?
Dr. Russell. Yeah, Dr. Russell.
Yeah, with Dr. Yeah. And then the Dr. Russell, what she's getting ready to do here on the 10th, that's going to be interesting. And you just played another one of my favorite folks from the 80s, Miss Janet Jackson.
Thank you for that. Well, Janet's been around before that.
Very much so, Carrie.
Yeah,
she was that little girl and Carrie, guess what? You know what we just did? How the Hair Radio Morning Show always has a connection.
A
connection. We sure did.
Well, a connection to the Jacksons. Well, I did see Mrs. Jackson, the mom, over in Paris.
Right.
Many years ago
when
Janet was making that song, Come Back to Me in Paris.
Yeah, but remember, Michael Evans. Michael Evans.
Well, the gentleman who played Michael Evans, I do remember seeing from the Good Times TV show. He lives right here in Brooklyn, not all that far from where I am. And
right.
I did see him out. I saw him out one night, but I didn't bother him. Nobody really bothered him. We kind of knew who he was. It's pretty hard not to recognize his face. But
very
nobody
much
really
so.
Bothered him. Yeah, I remember I saw him out somewhere, but I do remember that. And we interviewed one of the partners of the original folks who created the show, Good Times, and the gentleman, Mike Evans, who was the Lionel, he played Lionel on The Jeffersons and All in the Family.
Right.
So, yeah. So we're all connected with all of that. And
very
so
much
great
so, Carrie.
Yeah. So I'm grateful to have interviewed him. And I've just been so lucky and been in a position. I interviewed not Mike, but I interviewed his partner who created Good Times
as well.
But you see his name up there all the time on when Good Times comes on, Mr. Eric Monty. He did the movie Cool for you guys to go back. Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have made, we've kind of made our mark in broadcast radio. And so I'm really
very
excited
much so,
about
Carrie.
That. So thank you for reminding me that, of that, Michael Hopkins. And just doing our thing here. It's been a great show. Today was 951. That's a lot of episodes as we climb up to one.
Yes, it is. It's discharging. We're just hard charging, Carrie. That's what we're doing. We're hard charging here in the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I cannot wait. It is going to be one heck of a party when we hit that 1,000 mark. I can already see the balloons. I can see you, me, and Nicole Marie just hanging out, sipping the little champagne. and whatever else, you know, just enjoying ourselves.
I'm going to be drinking apple cider.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan so far.
Cider, but it still will be bubbly, so that'll
be
great.
As long as it's bubbly. Hey, that's all that counts, as long as it's, yes.
As long as it's bubbly, yes. Now, this is going to be a great occasion for everybody. Listen, if you're tuned in, why don't we open up the lines, Michael, real quick. If you guys have something you want to say, press 1. We'll get you on to join our lively conversation this morning. It's just, again, Thursday morning, February 8th, 2024. It's about 8:46, I think. No, 8:48, as we kind of roll on in. So we have about 12 minutes to go. Now tomorrow we're on the Friday show. It's the big wrap-up for tomorrow. Tonight I'll be out still doing my community efforts. You guys know I'm Michael, you're in a claims credited agent in ACA, and I myself am doing wonderful work as well with community work, appointed as a New York City public official board member. So I have that work to do tonight, and I'm super excited about that. So that'll be that'll keep me real busy.
Yeah, that's going to end. I cannot wait to hear, because you always come back to us, Carrie, with something exciting. Like the last time, just recently, that you helped them with a win, Carrie.
Well,
with the Coney Island,
so
with the win? Yes. Very much so, Carrie.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And there's talk of bringing casinos to Coney Island, which everybody pretty much, even if you're not from Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island is an amusement park location at the shore in Brooklyn area, which is one of the boroughs in New York, the state. So we're in New York City, comprised of 5 boroughs. And Coney Island is in the bottom of Brooklyn, not far from the folks that I represent as part of the community efforts. So, yeah, I'm in favor of that. I think it's going to be nice to bring jobs to the area. And maybe, you know, folks who like to do that kind of thing, I think you're going to love it. And, you know, because right now we have to travel a little bit farther to go to casinos and stuff like that. And we just want everybody. We want everybody talking about winning. We want everybody to win. We absolutely do. We want you to win. So that's really cool. Also, upcoming guests next week, we're packed again to the gill. We've got another mayor joining us. She's been with us in the past when she was running for office. She's out of Ohio, in a town called Maple Heights, Ohio. She was running for mayor, and I remember she came on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we generated a win for her. So she's been mayor ever since. And she's with us. The name is Annette Blackwell, Mayor Annette Blackwell. She's out again in Ohio. She'll be joining us. She should be with us on It looks like the 14th on Wednesday, on Valentine's Day, it looks like.
Wow.
So we've got her. Yeah, we've got her coming to the show. We also have, we've got a stack of people. Sam Enon from Bob's will be back on Friday the 16th. We've got just a lot of new folks joining us. You know, so I'm super excited. We have a brand new natural hair stylist will be joining us on a regular basis each week right here on the show. So Hair Radio, we're constantly expanding and moving out. You know, as we continue to celebrate this month, Black History Month, as you pointed out, it's every day for us. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I say, absolutely, Michael, I take it to the next level. Black History, yes. Which we celebrate. But again, the Hair Radio Morning Show is Black History. We're a cultural touchstone. We've been putting out these broadcasts for so long
that you can just listen back to a lot of our archived work, and that says a lot. So
very much so, Carrie. It says it tells one heck of a story. This has been a journey for you, Carrie. I mean, we're talking almost 10 years.
That's right. On Blog Talk.
Right.
But
on Blog
I've been
Talk,
out there.
Right.
Yeah, the Hair Radio Show started in 1995. So the Hair Radio Show hit the airwaves in 1995 on terrestrial AM and FM radio. Let me make it clear. I come out of broadcast radio, not just, you know, somehow stumbling across a podcast, Mike. I've been out there for a long time producing and creating and our content. So we put together, how many folks do you know who actually put together a three-hour broadcast organically every weekday?
Yep, not too many folks I know.
Not too many folks. So that's what makes what we do so very special. You never know what you're going to hear. There are never two shows that are exactly the same.
That's
always
quite
something
true.
Different. And so I am honored to be carrying the torch and just, you know, just standing on the shoulders of all these folks throughout who's done so much. And again, you know, that's our celebration of Black history as well. But we are Black history.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
honored
about
that.
Yes, we
are. 24/7, 365. Yes, we are.
Exactly. Just want to remind folks, Vet Talk Radio, any ideas you've been working on for next week and beyond?
Oh, Carrie, I am glad you asked that question. And as usual, you always have great questions. And yes,
thank you.
I was, matter of fact, at my last vet meeting, I was reminded by one of my veteran sisters that I was supposed to interview her. She has a very interesting background. Just a little tidbit, she reached a very pinnacle rank as a Black female Marine. And
give it away yet.
Can't give it away. You got to stand by, folks, and you got to show up.
Stand by.
Yeah.
And tune in on Tuesday, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. And again, for Vet Talk Radio. Plus, we have some mornings, just even on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where we usher in some of Michael's work. So it's good to kind of chime on and listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You just might be surprised at what you hear. So, it's been a great week on the show, Michael. All I can say to everybody for helping us to make this possible. This has been, for me, doing everything when I look back. We had a chance to go to the Tamron Hall TV show. That was just super exciting. Siobhan and I went, that was just remarkable. And we'll be going to some more shows. I think she's got tickets to Sherry Shepherd's show, which also records here in New York. So we'll get a chance to go hopefully to that in the weeks to come. We'll bring you all those updates. And the show that I was actually on, you can see me in the audience and Siobhan at the Tamron Hall show. If you go back to Tamron Hall website, this is where you've got to go to Tamron's website. The entire broadcast is there from the other day. And her guest that we saw, and she was sitting right in front of me, the incredible Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was literally right in front of me, and we were in the front row. So it was the best seat I could ever have wished for. And I just love her so much. She's so beautiful. She really is. You know, they just look so tiny, like little dolls when you are there live. But it was really, really exciting. And so I just loved the whole thing. It was just fabulous. And I just feel so fortunate. But again, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We bring you the very best. Now, I was just telling everybody, Kenya Moore that was on Tamron Hall's show as a guest, she is from the TV show Real Housewives of Atlanta. Well, Michael, I have interviewed two of her co-stars from Real Housewives of Atlanta right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We bring you the best.
Wow, Carrie. Wow. That is a gigantic wow.
Well, Michael, I've done over 3,000 interviews, you know, so that is
wow.
Just something to be remarked, and I'm grateful. Again, we couldn't do this half if we didn't have the half with our fans and folks who tune in from literally coast to coast in the United States of America to around the world. Remember, we had folks just recently down in the Cayman Islands joining our listening audience, up in Canada, out in Australia, I should say down under, as well as
land down under.
Yes, in the UK. There are folks in Nigeria and Ghana and South Africa, East Africa, out, Kenya and all of that, and up in Egypt. So I'm just excited that we have an amazing worldwide audience. And, and our tour, if you want us to come to your city, we're doing a tour, I call it, of the hair deserts and the forgotten folks. We're coming out. I'd like to, you know, come to see you now, and we're going to make it happen. So, again, I'll be coming out doing a meet and greet and bringing you some great hair talk live and in person in your city. So reach out to us through social media or contact us, and we're going to somehow hit America. So stay with us. And we're going to make it happen. Michael, it's almost time for our outro. Great job today.
Yes.
Right,
yes,
awesome.
We have time gone, Carrie. Wow.
All right. Well, going out the door right now. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. All right. Make it a good Thursday. We just did.